You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Everybody, and welcome to Woke-ish, a vulgar comedy show about black culture. We are here to baffle you with our bullshit and dazzle you with our brilliance. Give it up for the squad. It's episode 7.
Yo, yo, yo.
It is the most anticipated episode ever for me, y'all. It is the battle of the sexes. Are y'all ready to get down?
I'm ready
y'all
to win.
Y'all ready to lose?
Not, see?
Y'all ready to see? Lose already?
You gonna jump right back into that from... This episode was brought to you in part by Funyuns that I've been trying to eat for 30 minutes and some spicy pumpkin habanero. What is this?
Mango
no,
habanero.
That is that's pumpkin moonshine right there.
Pumpkin whatever. Moonshine. Okay, one of these days
I
I'm going to get
mango
this
mango habanero whiskey.
I'm not ready.
Well, yeah. Let's give it up one more time for the squad. What's up, everybody?
What's up, though?
Y'all sound like y'all just woke up. What is with the energy?
Dom
G, what's up, baby?
Hey.
How was your week?
Man, y'all. I'm so sick of life sometimes. No, it was a rough week for real, y'all. Like, it was rough. But, I mean, Solange's album came out yesterday, so.
It did.
Right, you know? So, it's a little bit better now.
I haven't taken.
Ain't nobody ask you.
Whoa.
The media shut down.
So, let me explain the beef, okay? So, earlier in the week, we were talking about who cheats more, men or women. And it became a poll question that we put up on Facebook, and it spiraled into this beef that divided the team in half. So that's where Dom's energy is coming from, because she about to lose the championship belt.
Never.
Coach, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. I got my hoodie on.
Yeah, he came in.
I got the headset.
Colors.
I got the hat on. I'm ready, man. I'm ready to get
sir.
It going.
How was your week, man?
It was good, man. I can't complain at all this week. This week.
I don't think I've ever heard you really complain too much, Coach. Lady T.
What's up?
How was your week?
I've actually been having a pretty good week.
That's
I don't have
it.
Any complaints, so.
Y'all better have some Sit Your Ass Down nominations, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I got one
ain't
tonight.
No, ain't no more of that. I've just had such a wonderful day. Nah. And we going to call out the late bug in the building.
Oh, she remember where it is.
Everybody give it up for TT.
Hey, what up, TT.
Showing up 45 minutes late. D-Walk, how you doing, bro?
Today has been a rough day for me. I'm still pissed off, but I'm coming down.
Yeah, because earlier you called me like,
we spoke earlier, and I was on one, man. I was having a shit day, but you know, I'm to my therapy now, so you know, let's watch this night get better.
Yeah, well, we take this W.
W.
L.
Well, me, I've had a different week. It wasn't bad. It wasn't the greatest, but, you know, I got through it. No bumps or bruises or anything. It was pretty smooth. And I'm here. I'm back with the family. One time for the culture.
Hey. Yo.
TT, how you doing?
I'm good.
How was your week?
It was good.
Everybody know these good-ass weeks.
Yeah.
I know somebody.
I know it's like positive vibe. I ain't letting no crazy.
No, I love it. I'm loving it.
Get me off.
All the positive vibes and energy. Absolutely. All right, y'all. So we got to kick it off talking about this fiasco with YouTube that has taken over the lives of kids. This is stupid. This Momo character.
Oh, God.
Dom, come on.
I mean, it's internet. It's Momo stupid. Stupid stuff going to come up. First of all, the kid. I mean, I'm glad my kid is smart. So she just like, Mom, it's fake. Well, she ain't saying that shit is fake.
So what is it? Because I'm still not clear.
It's supposed to be like this little ghoulish looking character, I guess, that comes up on kids' videos when they're looking on YouTube. And it tells them things like go turn the oven on and get inside or a little dumb shit. But I mean, it's how many times a year do we have these dumb shits that come up? It's not even a big deal. It's stupid. It scared me more than it scared the kids, and I'm scared to ask her about it. Like, is she gonna come after me?
Tanisha, you got kids. What you think about this?
Well, just recently finding out how serious it actually is, because you know how easily influenced children can be. I was just informed that a child actually did kill himself because Momo told him to.
Oh, really?
Momo told him to hang himself, and that's exactly what he did. And this was at a school in Michigan.
See, I didn't hear that.
So, my kids' schools have been sending letters home and calling about it and everything. And, you know, luckily for me, I do have very smart children. And my 5-year-old was even able to tell me exactly what it was and that she knows better. So,
I'm pretty sure the whole thing is a hoax. It's not actually happening. Nobody's actually doing nothing. Nobody's giving the messages. Nobody's. Well, it's just a fake story.
I don't know. I heard a different story. Now, it hasn't aired on the news or anything like that, but some girl that I know said that her mother works at a school or something like that, and they were informed about the child's death, and it was as a result of this whole thing. But I don't know how true that is, like I said.
Okay.
This was just a story that I was told.
Yeah, I'm going to need to know what school and when this happened.
we'll sidebar that.
Yeah, they sent stuff. They sent, like, an email and stuff home, but I haven't heard about anybody actually. Like, so that was different for me. But
so your man's Robert Kelly.
Finally, can we stop talking about this?
Listen,
can we stop giving him airtime?
But listen, a female fan.
I know, bailed his ass.
Bailed
out.
Him out of jail. Paid $100,000 of her money that she got from the wrongful death suit of her daughter.
Well, this is exactly why Robert Kelly continues to do what he does. Because he has dumb women supporting him.
But we keep giving him attention too. Like, that's what's bothering me. We keep talking about him, like, period. And I'm not just saying here, I'm just saying period. Like, it's all down my timeline. It's all just stop giving this man attention. Like, that's why he, I feel like he's doing the shit for attention, and he's getting it, so he's gonna keep doing it. It's like, hey, see me, and we seeing him.
It's just, for me, the irony of the whole situation with the female fan coming out and dropping 100K that she probably won't be able to recoup back. You know what I mean? Because his finances, you know, his finances are jacked up. But it is what it is. Did y'all know Soulja Boy and Blac Chyna was dating?
What? For like a week.
It's over now.
I just caught the story. I'm like, that's weird. That's kind of like, that's like the Kermit and Frog and Miss Piggy of the black culture.
But did you see what he posted on Instagram or Twitter or whatever he said? He just wanted to fuck.
But he ignorant.
Like, I mean, that's what he said.
Like, yes.
She may do a lot of shit, but like, that's some bullshit. You gonna come on? You tried to do it, so why you gonna come on Twitter now and talk shit about it?
Because that's Soulja Boy. He did it with his girlfriend of 10 years.
She's low key like the Hollywood prostitute. I think she'll give a shit,
right? And I can't even be mad at her. Like, just go. Like, he's so childish. Get on with that shit.
So let's get into the show. Y'all ready for this?
Always.
Let's get into situational bullshit. It's been a minute since I took the helms over this, so I am excited. I got something good for y'all. Are y'all ready for this?
Let's see what this is about.
All right. So you and your best friend are junior partners at a law firm. You both are given the opportunity to take a huge case that will significantly change your career and make you very successful. You have to represent a member of the executive board that you feel treats you unfairly, is very rude, and flirts with you. Your best friend talks you out of taking the case. He or she takes the case, wins, gets promoted, and becomes your boss. D-Walk, what you doing?
Wait, what was the story again?
you missed the whole
story? Tell me the very last part.
Okay, so you're a junior partner at a law firm with your best friend. You both are presented with an opportunity. I'm sorry, you're presented with an opportunity to take on this big case that'll make your career. Your best friend talks you out of it because you have issues with the member of the executive board that you have to represent. You decide not to take the case. Your best friend takes the case, wins, and becomes your boss. What you doing?
Oh, shit. Wins and becomes my boss. I quit, I guess. Nah, at a law firm?
Yeah.
Shit, man, I can't just quit. That's big money.
You can own your own practice.
You know what? If he's my boss, I'm gonna try my best to tank his career. And then the next
opportunity.
Yeah, but he told me not to take the job. So how much of my
but
best friend
grown.
Really was he?
You grow.
Right, you got your own mind.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, I'm still going to try to tank his career because I was being loyal. Right. In my mind, I'm like, shit, you know what, bro? You know, you don't want me to take it, then fine. I won't take it. But, you know, you went behind my back, did some shicey stuff, and I caught myself being loyal. Fuck you. Mm-hmm.
Dom G.
First of all, I do have my own mind, so you can't tell me what to do, but... If I decide not to take it, I mean, I ain't trying to be funny. I mean, because more than like, first of all, Dom is not working at no damn law firm. But okay, I'm sorry.
Okay,
but I mean, if that happens, I guess. I mean, such is life. People do shitty shit. I'm just gonna have to take that L and figure out what I'm going to do. Either I'm going to leave or I'm going to stay and have to deal with the dumb shit. You know, I just know from now on how you move.
That's real. Coach.
I'm kind of in the same situation as Dame on that one. I mean, the pettiness in me is going to just grow and grow. So I'm just going to be like, you know what? Like, all right, I see you. And then I'm going to do everything possible to go out there and make the next like 3 months like a living hell. Like he's going to ask me to do stuff. I'm going to be like, no.
Lady,
what do you mean? No.
So my bestie purposely told me not to take this case.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, okay. Why else would they, you know, tell you, oh, don't go, you know, don't take that case. You got to deal with him, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know what? Me being me, I'm going to do something to outshine her ass.
Okay.
Because I do have that ability. So, yeah. I mean, I can pretty much outshine anyone at whatever.
That's the high road.
So, yeah. I mean, she going to hear something from me. But from there on.
See, for me, the friendship is over. That's a wrap.
That's a given.
It's a wrap.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The respect is done. Different. Yeah, that was grimy. You know, you could have told me, like, hey, you know, I'd like to work with this with you, you know. We could tag team it, you know, we can come up together. Why you got to shit on me to get yourself up? You know what I mean? Yep. Tierra.
When you put it like that, because I was thinking I'd be working on my exit plan. I don't know if our friendship would be over. I feel like I would feel some kind of way and I would probably be like upset. We would probably be beefed out for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if our relationship would necessarily be over. It depends on our track record. But because it was grimy, but...
Yeah, it was grimy as hell.
Still got to be adult about the situation. All right. Again, I agree with Dom. I'm not letting nobody convince me out of nothing anyway, especially no money. So I don't know.
All right. Are y'all ready to get into this battle?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Now, I hope y'all didn't come up. Don't give me no math questions. I'm telling you now. You give me some math questions.
Oh, no. Yeah. Anybody doing math.
You can meet me in
an octagon. I quit right now.
But
all
right. So for our family at home.
I'm not going to hit you with the calculus skills.
So for our family at home, we are about to go head-to-head to determine which gender on our squad will reign supreme at the end of this. So we're going to kick it off first with round one, Damien versus Dom.
You ready?
Yeah, you want
to
go first?
You ready to lose?
All right, so just so everybody knows again real quick, the first two questions are worth 1 point each. Mm-hmm. The final question, your third and last question, you are allowed to give to anybody else on the opposite team. Okay. All right. So your third question, the first two questions will go to who I paired you off with for the competition. Your third question can go to anybody. So think about that before you dish them out. Also, if there's a tiebreaker, I got the tiebreaker questions. And if you get a question wrong, you got to take a shot.
Damn.
Any questions, comments, concerns?
Is it messed up if I get it wrong on purpose to take this
shot?
No,
man. We got to win.
Okay. I put my belt up on the line.
We
okay?
got to win.
Ladies,
man.
In case y'all didn't see it, it's right here. That's the belt. God. That's on the line. It's real. Okay. Let's kick it off.
All right. We doing rock, paper, scissors for first? Or is it ladies first? Chivalry not dead.
Damn.
One time
Wait,
for the
Wait,
Where
I put my questions? Oh, here they go.
I know.
That's why I wanted to go second.
That's why we're going to last. We're going last. Okay. Don't try to ask me.
I got them.
All right. Come on.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Go,
I got to ask him?
Yeah.
Turn around. I don't want you trying to mob off the answer.
All right. You got me, boo. She got me. Don't even matter.
I got you.
Okay. So number one, no matter what the directions tell us, what is the degree that the oven is supposed to be on to cook any food?
350.
Get out.
I know.
Oh. Goodbye. D walk with the point, my man.
Domesticated.
All right, right, come on now. Did y'all not hear me say my girl's in action? They ain't been doing nothing but cooking.
That's okay. All right.
So
complete this sentence. Is there a blank in the house tonight? Stand up.
Why'd you do that? Oh, no, wait. Yes. Wait, wait, wait. No, no. You didn't. No, see, listen,
card.
Listen.
No,
no.
What? Give me that black card.
Wait, what?
$5. I'm going to put it in my bag.
There is a heart in the house tonight.
A heart?
Young buck. What? The five
heart. First off, so now y'all about to have me walking through the city having to look over my back now. Oh my God.
I cannot.
Is there
believe.
A heart?
Bro, yes. You've yes. never seen the five heartbeats.
I mean, I've seen
Get
it.
Get out.
But
don't
I
matter.
Didn't really watch it.
You lost.
Okay, the men's delegation would like to trade Damien for Randy. Even Randy knew that.
Okay, I told y'all from Jump Street, can we keep it in past 2000?
Go sit down. Go okay. sit in timeout.
That's what 2000? You meant?
Dom, hold off on your third question. Damien, start your first two, please.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
But look, I'm talking
All right, Dom.
You know the ladies get that point, by the way. Uh-huh. So if you lose that point, you. It goes to the opposite team.
All right, you ready? Hey. Dom, how often do you rotate the air in your tires?
You ain't shit.
What? You how rotate often? The air in your yeah. tire?
Well, shit. Uh-huh, I got shit. A slow leak, so about every 2 weeks for me. Shit.
So wait. That, so... Twice a year? Can I answer? What kind of question is that? What?
That is not
how do you rotate. How do you rotate air?
Wait.
How about we answer that first?
Wait.
How do you rotate air?
Damien, would you like to give them the correct answer?
Fuck yeah.
Was that your final answer?
That was my final
you
answer.
You sure? You don't want to try to
Hey, no. Whoa, don't be giving her more chances.
Okay.
Don't be right. hating because he's trying to help me
the
out.
The correct answer to how often do you Six rotate months. The air in your tire? It's never.
It's not possible.
You can't rotate the air. That's what I'm just asked. What? We get a point because I asked that question. How do I didn't even rotate hear that part. Air?
Look, clearly get I wasn't listening because I didn't even hear that.
He's mad because he didn't know the five heart
Right.
song.
Thank you.
Trying to get me. I'm Thank smarter you. Than it, y'all. I promise.
All right,
Sometimes.
Go ahead. One. Go ahead,
you got one more.
I quit. Go no. ahead.
No, she said it.
Right.
Get out.
Okay. All right.
Give me the question. Shit.
You might know this one. I'll hook you up. What
hey,
color?
Yo,
no,
yo,
no, man.
Yo.
What? Hey, be quiet. Be quiet.
What?
Be quiet.
What'd I do?
Go ahead. Go
Don't
ahead.
Do it.
Go Don't ahead. Ask that one.
Don't ask that man question.
Hey,
come on,
what color
keep going.
Is transmission fluid?
See, you did that
right.
On
he did this shit on purpose. Y'all know I don't know shit about cars.
This is so, that's y'all
common,
cheat. Like,
common
I feel so cheated.
Wait,
I feel
knowledge.
Cheated.
No, it's common,
it
knowledge. Common knowledge. Everybody
that
in
ain't no common knowledge
here.
Yeah, that
one
was dumb as hell.
No, but we don't know. We can have trick questions.
We ain't gonna tell nobody.
Are you forfeiting this?
I ain't forfeiting shit. I'm about to figure this out. Fuck y'all.
What color is it?
Come on.
I'm trying to think when they put that shit in my car. I don't be looking. They put yeah. I had somebody else do that shit.
You got 15 seconds.
You ain't never had a transmission leak?
It's green.
Is that your final answer?
Would you stop giving them backup chances?
Jeez. That's not my final answer. What's that? The leak out?
10 seconds.
Fuck y'all. It's green.
You know what, though? You wrong.
It's actually red.
It is red.
Why is it red?
I knew it.
So finishing
that
up the first
That ain't common
round.
Knowledge. That's like car shit that y'all know Dom don't know. Okay? That is not common knowledge.
Common
I just want to point that out. That is
it's
not fucking common
knowledge.
Knowledge.
Across the general
finishing
public.
Up the first round,
Fuck
we
y'all.
Have the men with 3 points.
Y'all cheated. That's why.
And the ladies with 1 point.
Wow.
Let's go.
So, I just want y'all to know. Y'all can't see my face, but I don't appreciate
it.
This shit.
So, again, Fuck going y'all. Back to that beef that we had earlier this week with the whole do men cheat more than women and all that. Shout out to the poll on Facebook. It's still doing numbers.
Y'all just showed that men cheat because they cheated. He cheated like a motherfucker with these questions.
Oh, anyway.
Dang cheated.
Do you think that black men and women support each other within our culture the same way we did 20 years ago, Coach?
No. Absolutely not. And the reason why I say that is because everybody's out for themselves. It's not about family. It's not about common sense. It's not about taking care of each other. It's about, you know what can you do for me? That's what it is. Instead of just saying, let's take care of what we need to take care of at home.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we've become very selfish, Dom.
Oh, I wasn't done chewing. Okay, first of all, okay, I'm not going to, like, close his answer out like that. But I feel like back in the day, our grandparents or like our grandmothers, our moms and everybody used to take a lot of shit. So it's not really about it's all about me and what can you do for me. It's about I'm not going to go 30 years of letting you have 20 families on the side and doing your own shit and stand for that. I'm either going to go do my own shit too, or this is going to end. So I don't think it's just I'm out for myself. It's I'm not going to take that same shit. I'm not my grandma. I'm not my mom. I'm not my auntie. Like, I'm not going to put my auntie's name and shit out there, but y'all know what I mean.
But won't that just leave us piling the past and past situations on top of the next person? You know, if let's say me and you together, I'm not supporting you because when me and Tanisha was together, she cheated on me and did X, Y, and Z. So when it comes to being, you know, what I was trying to be to her, I'm not going to give you that same love and respect because mm-hmm. she trashed me. And then if we break up, then I'm doing that to the next person. Well, Dom gave up on me after 3 weeks, so I'm giving up on you in week two. You know what I mean? So doesn't that just pile it on to the next person and just continue the cycle?
So?
Well, there it is.
I'm being serious though. Like you had our grandparents and stuff staying in marriages for 20 years when they got five families on the side. I'm not gonna do that. The fuck?
He won't.
So that's I think that's I don't know the term to use for that question, but so no, I don't feel like we support women like we used to, but that's because I feel like the times that we live in now, mm-hmm. Women can support themselves and shit. A lot of times they can support us, you know, if need be. You know, I do think it's a big population of guys out there that, you know, like me, for instance, I try to do everything that I can to provide for my household and take whatever burden off of my woman that I can so that she doesn't feel like she needs to go over and beyond to do whatever she needs to get done. But, you know, at the same time, she's able to pick up my slack wherever I can't provide or wherever I can't follow through on. She'll damn sure pick it up and she'll come through mm-hmm. and she'll make sure that that our kids or that our household doesn't need for anything.
TT, what you think?
I mean, I guess I would say that. Well, I'm not in a relationship right now, so I can't speak from a personal
just generally
level,
speaking,
but generally. from my knowledge, no, we don't. Me personally, I try to, like, whenever I'm with someone, I do try to support them as much as possible. I try to, like, I'm always, and that's just me in general, I'm always trying to be like the get things done person. I'm trying mm-hmm. to get stuff done, so, but I'm also like pushing him as well, like helping him, supporting him. So I mean, me, yeah, but in general, from my knowledge, I guess we don't support as much as we used to back in the day.
Yeah, and you know, I'll even take it further and say, you know, men, we don't support each other the way that we should.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Ladies, you know, y'all not supporting each other the way that y'all should. Y'all now, y'all coming y'all. Back. Y'all do better. Y'all do better than we do.
I love the fuck out of my women. Okay,
I'll be real. Women do better than y'all do better than men when it comes to supporting each other. Shout out to the Black Girl Rocks
movement.
You think
so? I don't know. I'm looking up and down my timeline on Facebook, I mean, it's a lot of black men helping black men and supporting black men. They out here.
We're getting but women. Getting
you have to be subjective. I think everybody's in general just getting to a space where I feel like the black culture in general is trying to get back to a point where we do support each other. Maybe not even just black culture, but just, you know, as people as a whole, we try to do what we can to make sure that. To relieve the negative vibes that's out there.
Coach.
I just think that, too, you got to remember that it seems like to me, just from the outside, is that everybody's so concerned about image. And I think that's where a lot of it kind of comes, the root cause of a lot of that stuff is about image. They care about what it looks like. They care about what the perception is. You know what? That doesn't work out like that. You know what? Find out what the root cause is, fix the problem, and then work on it from the inside out.
Absolutely. Dom.
You know, I think I think it's starting to go back to, you know how back in the day, like families used to, you can go next door to your neighbor, to people down the street, and everybody cooked together. Everybody did things like together. It was like a big family with us. I think we're trying to get back to that. I think for a long time it was lost. It was like, okay, yeah, I don't fuck with them right there. I don't know them, stuff like that. That part of the everybody's for themselves, I can see. But I think we're trying to get back to that. I think we're trying to become more of a community. Community.
I agree.
and fix that. I think, you know, we're trying to stand up for each other more. We're trying to stand up for ourselves more. So I can see that part.
Absolutely. By the way, ladies, y'all owe us two shots.
Wow. Wow. Listen.
Two shots.
I feel like y'all should be fired because y'all know that I don't know about cars. That would be and me. That's not common knowledge. So, that's like, car shit. Like,
let's get these two shots and then we're going to do a couple with it or quit it before we start the next round. So let's get into some with it or quit it while the ladies take their shots. Mm-hmm. Coach, with it or quit it? Ladies wearing weave.
Well, I mean, I'm laughing because my my girlfriend, she's a hairstylist, so I see it to me. I'm with it, man. I'm with it because, damn, she's sexy as hell to me. So she done had weave. She done went natural. I done seen it all. So I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Like that don't all matter right. to me. So.
D walk, with it or quit it.
I'm with it, man. You ever heard
Hold
it?
Hold on. I was giving you a whole nother one.
Oh, my bad. I was standing up for you, man.
Yeah. Right. D walk, with it or quit it, the 90-day rule.
Oh, quit that shit. I'm done. Why would you even ask me that, man? You ought to know better by now. No, quit it. Done with it. Fucking 90-day rule. If you like me, let's. Do whatever, you know, let's do whatever we're about to do.
Yeah, funny.
And it don't got to be about sex. It's just a 90-day rule in general. I'm just.
Dom G, 90-day rule, with it or quit it.
Guys do 90-day rules?
No, I'm just saying in general.
That's just a question.
Just because I saw you, the look on your face when I said it, so I figured
I ain't
happening.
Say nothing.
Are you with or against the 90-day rule?
I mean, first of all, that's.
Who got 90 days?
Right! Hear that. No, I don't know. I'm with it if it fits the person. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to do what I want to do regardless. I'm either going to hit you or not.
All right. Lady T, with it or quit it, men with long hair.
Ooh. I'm with it. I don't care. I mean, it's long, whether it's in dreads or not.
Shout out to Scooby.
So, nobody was talking about that. I mean, hey. If us as women can do what we want with our hair, y'all can too.
All right.
Touché. Whether I'm attracted to it or not is a different story. Right. But y'all can do what y'all want to do with y'all hair.
True. All right. TT, online dating, with it or quit it?
Quit it.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes, I have. People are creepy. It's crazy. People out here. I've only, like, actually went out with somebody that I met online one time. And it was cool at first, but no.
Yeah, I actually got catfished.
No,
this is
a nice looking guy, but he's scared the shit out of me. No. Can you get catfished like by personality? He seems like he's cool, but I'm like, no, he might be a nutcase.
People get catfished in that case.
He might be a nutcase.
That's just everyday life, right
that's
there.
That's true.
All right, so let's get into round two. Your boy, your man, your cousin Scooby Rose versus Lady T. Shout out to me. Because I said shout out to me and you dancing.
No, shout out to me. Because
mark it down. That's a win.
I'm the shit.
Would you like to
Yes,
go,
you
would
are.
You can go first. Go first.
Don't get her no dumbass questions either.
First of all.
Wow,
There's no such thing as a dumb question. A dumb question.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Question number one.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to get my pen so I can write down this score when y'all lose.
Don't ask me
what happened on the popular TV show Martin. What happened to Martin's mama's bird?
Oh,
shit.
I'm trying to remember this episode. I know it died.
How did it die? What happened to it?
Wasn't that in the question?
No, it wasn't in the question. He said, what happened to the bird?
You got to tell us what happened to the bird.
It died.
You can't just say it died.
Okay.
What happened to the bird?
My pop is real cold right now.
It's going to be hot by the time she answers.
Froze.
Damn, that's right.
Yeah. What?
How you write by mistake?
She's in there telling her the answer there.
Y'all gave us
cards. Oh, that's cheating.
What?
That's cheating.
What she say?
When she was on my pop real cold. My pop real cold.
I was just telling her my pop is real
cold. Oh, that's a penalty.
Oh, no, that's a penalty.
That's a penalty.
Not only are we taking your point.
Right. Did nobody.
I didn't. But no penalties for trick questions?
Right, because y'all gave us card questions.
Who said we were doing trick questions? We said common knowledge questions.
Thank you. How are card questions common knowledge?
Keep it. We're going to keep
Thank
rolling.
You.
Because I know
Thank
she ain't
you.
Gonna get this. I was gonna Thank save you. This.
Okay.
But now. I ain't saving it now.
I got now I'll take another donut.
Nah.
What?
Nah.
I got something for all of you.
I need you to name the three movies where Jennifer Lewis starred as a famous musician's mother.
Shit, Jennifer Lewis.
Yeah, you know who Jennifer Lewis is.
Wait, hold on. You said name three movies that she starred as what?
Where she played.
Can you define common knowledge, please?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you define Jennifer Lewis?
No, this is.
I know who Jennifer Lewis is.
Black common knowledge is not fair.
But
common is everybody.
Okay,
that was men common knowledge. That whole
and that was men. Not common is everybody.
Three movies that she starred as what?
Hold on. Three movies where she played a famous musician's mother.
The Temptations.
But it's not common knowledge.
Shut
it's
up.
It's not, because I know
that. Who texting her? Put your phone down.
I don't got my phone.
She don't even got her phone in her hand.
Come on. All you right. got The Temptations? That's
okay.
One.
The Temptations. Famous musician.
You still cheating?
And we're going to time this out in 5, 4,
I can't think. Three, that's all I got. The Temptations.
Why we got time limits? So we ain't talking about time limits.
First off, it was The Temptations. It was the Little Richard movie.
Oh, I
and
about that.
What's Love Got to Do with It? The Tina Turner story. That is a point for us.
Mm-hmm. Man, fuck y'all.
Thank you.
Fuck y'all. Right, I got real common knowledge.
You know what?
Come on. I was going to say all of them.
I got real common knowledge.
That's them be smart today. It's cool. Because they dumb any other time.
Okay.
Yes, I said it. And I don't apologize.
Now this
So do y'all take a shot?
This is for real common knowledge. The average human body contains how many pints of blood?
Answer that question.
Oh, shit. How many pints of blood?
Yes.
You don't know this? It's so common.
Oh, stop it. You don't even know it. You don't even know it.
Is it?
Hey, hold on. I'm going to hook you up since we cheat.
Don't you do it.
I feel like I'm lowballing saying 5, but I'm going to go with 5.
Where the bell
9.
At?
All right. That's fine.
Give me that bell.
You don't need no damn bell.
This one you may know. So I'm gonna go with this one. Maybe get you a point.
Oh, it's 12.
No, it's not.
He just looked it up.
Boom.
Between 9 and 12.
What did you say?
He said five.
Now, you should've said 10,
out of here.
Bro. 10 now. Always win. All right.
Get out.
All right. What's the next?
What does VSOP stand for on a bottle of brandy?
Oh, why do I know this, but I can't think of it?
I can't believe I get too drunk before I figure it out.
Very special.
Randy is
That's
judging
not common
you.
Knowledge.
Randy is judging
well, okay,
you.
Okay, what is it?
Right
what does
now?
It stand for?
Very superior old pale.
Oh, shit, I was trying to read it off the bottle right here too, but I didn't want to reach in.
Did it say VSOP?
Yes.
That's a VS.
Randy is judging you right now.
All right.
That mean we all got to take a shot? I'll take your shot.
Yeah. So y'all still got your third questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's move on.
Oh, wait. I might think of another one.
So, Coach, let me ask you a question. No, I'm going to start with Tierra. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel that men are more emotional than women?
Nah. No, they're not, because I'm thinking about, who was this? Somebody recently, a female was talking about something that happened. I'm like, oh, my God, like, why is this like a big deal to us? Like, guys would not care. It was something between friends. And I'm like, guys don't care about stuff like this. Like, we fall out over the pettiest, smallest thing. We're way more emotional than men.
I do feel like that's situational.
We are.
I feel like in general, guys are not more emotional, but in the event that a guy falls for a girl and then is just, let's just say, very intimate or just in love with him, period, whatever, then yeah, we are more sensitive, because we once we open ourselves up to to be with that woman, anything that they say can cut us like a blade. Yeah. And women got a sharp tongue.
Yeah.
And it only matters to us once we are in love with them.
Lady T, you want to chime in on that?
I'm with D here. I think it is situational. I have met, even outside of relationships, I've met some very emotional men. But generally, women are usually more emotional than men. So.
Dom, you want to chime in on that?
I think that men are more emotional, but I think that as women, we feel more comfortable expressing our emotions.
You know, and I'm sorry to tag off of that. That's because we were always told by society that we weren't supposed to, that we're supposed to be fearless, that we're supposed to get out here and bring home the bacon, be brute and emotionless.
But I think y'all have more I think y'all are. Y'all can. Never mind. Coach. Y'all more emotional.
Is that a sidebar? That's a sidebar.
No. No, I was thinking about people, period. Like, no, men are more emotional. I think we're just
I think personally, I think it's more so by nature, women are more emotional than men. And I think it's just in the genes. I think naturally that's just in the genes or whatever. But I think when we are really, really, really in that space, as far as like being extremely emotional, we lash out more. So yeah, and usually it's mostly like anger. Like for most of us, it's like anger, whereas women have an array of emotions, sadness, anger, you know, pettiness, you know, like happiness, you know, whatever. Yeah. Us, it's usually just one or two things. Either going to be really happy or be really pissed.
Oh, yeah. So, really that's happy just, or really horny.
Well, that too. I forgot about that one, too.
Don't that go with happy? I don't.
Horny and happy.
That's usually that's when like y'all polar are
polar
opposites.
Happy. Yeah, you know? I think that's the same.
Yeah, but when we not.
All right. So, right, exactly.
Let's get into round three, the coach.
All right, coach, let's take it home.
Versus Tierra. Because I jacked that round.
No, TT got this.
Yeah, TT, you got this.
TT got this.
Because they tried to get us the first two.
It's cool.
Since they're talking junk, coach, you can go first.
All right, you up, bro.
Y'all cheated already with them car questions. I don't even care.
Dom is not over.
I'm not happy.
But you wasn't cheating with VSOP.
No.
Yeah, that was boo-boo drunk.
Right. How was that cheated? All
right, round three.
Coach.
All right, my question to you is, what actor played on both Martin and the Jamie Foxx show?
You get on my nerves. On Martin and the Jamie Foxx show.
15 seconds, please.
Can I answer that one back?
I'm so mad.
Five, four, three, two, the radio station.
I don't even know his name.
It was Garrett Morris.
Thank you.
He played Junior King.
I can see him in my mind. Hey,
y'all see that recent picture of him? And he still look exactly the same.
He got that Morgan Freeman.
Right, that's all I'm saying.
Freeman, John Singer, or not John Singer. What's the old guy from Friday?
John
Witherspoon.
Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead, coach.
That's a good one. Let's see.
Shut up.
No. What? No, that's not.
I got a couple.
He was on.
I'm angry with life today.
Wait. Hold on.
What else was he on?
Do you know him? Do you not know
his uncle?
He don't.
It was his name's uncle. He's Jamie Foxx's uncle.
D-Walk wasn't even born when Martin came.
Look, first off, y'all need to stop coming to me like that because I'm giving out scholarships free right now. I'm in that kind of mood today.
All right, I got one. I got a good one too.
I'm angry.
On the show, The Boondocks.
Get out of here.
Y'all talking all this shit.
Who played, who did the voice for Huey or for Riley?
Oh.
Wait, on what show? I'm sorry.
Get your asses back and take that phone away.
Oh, what is her name? I know her. Regina King.
Yes. Thank you.
Damn.
You tried it.
Nah, try
again. That was your two? Nice
try. Yeah, that's two.
Nice try.
I got the third, my third one.
Come harder. My third one is. This won't be easy.
All right, gotcha. All right, come on with it.
So what's that, two for the ladies? One?
No, two for us. Third question,
six for us. Shut up. Whoa. I'm real angry.
All right, come on, TT.
Come on, boo.
I was wondering.
I'm sorry. Oh, shoot. Okay. Don't pay me any attention. Who was the 43rd president of the U.S.?
43rd?
Uh-huh.
Think, Coach. Was on one of our shows.
It was.
Who was the 43rd president of the United States?
Come on,
States?
Man.
Oh, that's George Bush.
Damn it! I hate you. Come on, y'all. Why you gotta pick the most recent?
And it was recent as shit.
I mean,
like,
she said,
it had to be common knowledge.
I mean, like, she said 12th, nice. I'd have been like, what the hell? I don't know who the 12th president was.
I mean, technically, that's supposed to be common.
I never asked my third question that was could
don't nobody care about
everybody.
Your third question.
Because I definitely want to ask Tanisha.
I want to ask my third question.
Yeah, you. I have my shit directed
at
you.
TT got one more question.
Okay.
The flu virus that made headlines in 2009. What is it called?
Swine flu.
What are you doing? Good night. Oh, my God. Bye.
Can we do a rewind?
Winner! Wait, what's my third question? I just want to ask you now.
All right, so we're going to get into the lightning round with the third questions. I'm going to kick us off with my third question, and I'm coming for your ass.
I don't even care.
I'm coming for you. I need you to name 4 black Oscar winners.
Ooh.
Denzel, Holly, Monique. Oh, shit, Dom. Mm-hmm. What's old boy that just won? He was just in the Green Book.
What's
I don't
his
know
name?
His fucking name.
How do you pronounce
you
it?
On my team,
just
man.
Pick another one. It's many.
Shit.
It's a lot.
It's
actually a lot.
Mm-hmm. You got Bert and Ernie. You got Big Bird. I'm just trying to fuck out her mind.
Hey, I'm like, they won. Oh, you got Oscar. You got Oscar. The Grouch.
Come on.
Didn't Nelson Mandela win an Oscar?
Hey, shut up.
Mm-mm. And 10, 9,
fuck
eight, 7. Are we
come
just
on,
gonna,
you
are
got
just gonna
one more.
5,
Sonic the Hedgehog.
4,
come on, man.
Shut 3, up.
2,
Mario Kart.
1, you could have said Sidney Poitier. Moving on.
Fuck you.
3 points to the, or did we say 4 or 3? Yeah, 3 points to the Falcons.
The rest.
I don't know his name. But it's the boy who just did Green Book, Olapa. So that counts.
What is his name?
Did
that
you just
counts.
Say
I said Olapa. I don't know how to pronounce it.
It counts because I named
Coach,
the movie that he
your
won
third question.
For.
Oh, my third question. Let's see. Yeah. I can direct this to anybody, right?
Anybody on the female team?
Okay.
I'm mad. I am pissed off.
I think I'm gonna go with T again on this one.
Okay.
I still won that question.
No. All right, I'll tell you. This is the question. What is the official language of these United States?
What is the official language?
Mm-hmm.
I know that one.
What?
What is English? What is English?
What is the official language of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
English.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, when I answer, that's your final answer. Everybody cuts me out.
Oh, yeah, that's her final answer.
Yeah,
the answer
is nothing.
Nothing.
We don't have an official language.
Can I tell y'all I don't like y'all today?
How many points we got? All of them?
We just got,
why you didn't
we got
ask
6
me
bonus
that?
Points.
I knew that answer.
I know, that's
yeah.
the
answer.
6 bonus points. Strategic.
I don't like y'all.
All right.
I'm strategic.
Can I ask my
Lady T. Yeah, I'm strategic too with this one.
Here we go.
Lady T. My question is directed to you. How many milliliters are in a long neck beer?
A what?
A long neck beer.
You did that. You just looked that bullshit up, didn't
you? A couple nights ago.
Right.
Yeah.
This
actually,
is what
I
they
can
doing.
Confirm.
They're
yeah.
cheating,
me with
by
that
the
question.
Way. They're cheating.
Boom, my man.
They are cheating.
My man. What's
in
the answer?
A long neck beer?
You know the answer to that?
No, I don't, but that ain't
oh,
the point.
Oh, shit. I thought you would have knew. Okay, go ahead.
What?
Huh?
In a long neck beer?
Long neck. What's the answer?
Millimeters or milliliters?
Milliliters. It don't matter. I'll just throw a number out there. Dun, 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 dun,
36.
What?
What? 36?
36. Hold on. Because I'm not good at math. Let me see.
You didn't have an answer to this already?
You are 714 milliliters off.
Another plus three.
It is 750 milliliters. Man, long neck
whatever.
Beard. Dom G.
Y'all ready for my question?
Y'all ready for this?
Who are you giving it to?
I don't know. Let me see which one of y'all I hate the most right now.
Well, I know it's not me because I gave you donuts. So
you definitely don't want to ask me. I provide the shots. I will make your shot big as shit. What was that, a lifeline?
No. Right. Somebody called in. Oh, right.
Girl, I know the answer.
Okay, smart ass. So D-Walk gonna get this question. What is the proper way to put your toilet tissue on a roll?
First off, it come on a roll. So what are you talking about?
No, when you put that you be shit wrapping, in your
let me
bathroom.
Find out you be wrapping your own toilet paper. Where they do that at?
Why your toilet paper loose?
No. What's going How do you on put, over there? When you put that stuff in your bathroom and you got to put it on the thingamabob that it goes on, how does it go?
Forward.
The fuck?
Yeah, it go forward. So you put it, so it comes down and out.
Nobody was asking you.
I'm explaining what he said.
Yeah, come down and out because that way you can pull it and it comes straight off. You ain't got to fight with it.
The answer is over.
Over, forward, same difference.
Nah, you got
it's
that shit
always
wrong.
Gonna come.
You know
forward.
What I
it's
meant?
Always
though.
Coming forward.
I did the motion.
We got that. He was right.
No, yeah. It could be under and coming
it's
forward.
Over. The answer is over.
We you go. Big man?
Nah.
The answer never. Is over, not forward. What is it doing? Marching forward, money? It's over.
Listen,
you just mad because I got it right.
Yeah,
because I said
you didn't
over.
Get it right.
You that seen the right. whole motion though. Everybody at the table seen the motion.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah,
I saw it.
Did I saw it.
Everybody seen the motion.
I synced it.
We synced it.
That's just like on Steve
Let
Martin.
Me pick my person.
Let them have a little funky
nah,
3
fuck
point.
That I want the point.
You don't get it.
We got 5 it's minutes, over. Y'all. Let them have a 3 points.
You lucky. I like taking shots. All
right, go ahead, Lady T. Why are you looking at me?
You know what? This question is for all 3 of y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, so whichever one of us answer. Come on with it then.
What German city is famous for the perfume it produces?
Not it.
Ooh.
German city?
Yes.
I don't know no damn German cities.
Oh, well, you don't know the answer.
Right, that ain't common knowledge.
Oh, yes, it is,
boo. Not in the USA. She talking about Germany. We in America, boo-boo.
Coach, come on, man.
I got nothing, man.
Do you know any German cities?
I mean, I know a bunch of
them. She's sitting back like, shit, I'm glad they ain't asked me that.
Hey. And it's in Merflakenugen. That's not me giving an answer, by the way.
I'm hiding my question. Go on.
Y'all going to be Germany, mad when right? I get y'all
we
going to
take
answer.
The L because we ain't, we run out of
what's
time.
The
what's
the
gonna
answer?
Be, the answer is Cologne. Cologne, Germany.
What?
What?
You know what? Y'all awesome. All these females is
not amen. Not amen. Exactly.
Sierra, come on so we can close out. Y'all some cheating asses. I'm fighting all y'all.
Damn.
Some women cheat more.
Damn.
Our
which
questions.
One of these? Nope. Okay. What part of the body produces insulin?
Mm. Ooh.
If you don't get this right.
She didn't ask me.
Well,
I did. Yes, she did. She said D. Absolutely.
She did. She looked at you, too.
The pancreas.
I hate you.
He knew it. He was trying to act like he ain't know.
No. I'm actually going through a situation where I had to look it up.
Get
out
of here.
So I knew the answer to that because I had to look it up to know what was going on.
But the beauty behind this is this has become a two-part battle. So this ain't over yet.
It's not over.
We are going to continue this.
I'm going to be ready next. I see how y'all plan it. So
I'm looking up all the car shit.
I'm coming up.
Randy, what we got?
I'm coming prepared.
So we got 2 minutes, y'all. What have we taken from this today? Are there a lot of commonalities between male and female when it comes to perspective?
Me
or
and
do
cheat.
You feel that they're
y'all might be a little smarter than I thought y'all were.
Shout out to D-Walk
on
that
clutch. We don't really care about their brains all the time. It's not their brains we're looking at all the time, huh?
It's the Bronx.
Well, we're going to keep this rocking on the Facebook page as well. Shout out to everybody that's been engaging. Our followers went through the roof this week.
Yeah, they did. I got to say, shout out to
y'all. Shout out to everybody that's joining us for the first time. We appreciate y'all. As always, we do this for one reason and one reason only, y'all. We are here to reconnect the Black community. We are here to have the important conversations as a culture to get us back to being family. We thank you for listening. Check us out on Facebook at Wokeish, on Instagram at woke_ish_19. We do it for one reason and one reason only, y'all. Who we do it for?
The culture.
Good night, y'all.
Once again.